So let's just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe. And just let go of getting here and be here now. Feeling the energy, the power, the love that underlies all things, the non-physical presence. Yesterday, Abraham talked about how everyone who's ever been a part of our lives is always with us, that they surround us and attend to us all the time. And so we are just feeling that great love that Abraham continually reminds us is here for us, sinking into the peace that underlies all things, feeling relaxed, feeling comfortable. And since yesterday Abraham was talking about creating a grid, I went back and found where they spoke of the grid at the Atlanta workshop on October 1st, 2011. That was the first time I heard them speak of it, although they previously had spoken of it at the Asheville workshops. And here's some quotes about that. They said, "The emotional manifestation is the grid that will fill in with such detail to surprise and delight you, inspire you and thrill you and others, never endingly. We want you to think of that emotional accomplishment or that emotional manifestation as the general but pure basis of creation." They went on to say, "If you start with this emotional basis and you let it be what you're really reaching for, and you accept it as the only thing that is important to accomplish, and you begin going after it, we want you to think of that emotional accomplishment as the general but pure basis of creation. If you'll take the time to lay a basis, whatever your point of attraction, when you love and hate and love and hate, your grid is filled with lovely things and hateful things. When you're sure and afraid and sure and afraid, your grid is filled with certainty and fearful things. As you clarify this emotional basis and watch the manifestations reflect, that gives you your conscious awareness. Law of attraction will fill in the specifics. No matter how long you've been in that place, no matter how long you've practiced that negative emotion, no matter what the conditions that you're standing in, that you're observing, that are making you feel less than good, it doesn't matter how big, bad, and awful, whatever it is that you think you're living. 10 minutes is as long as we think it would ever take to achieve the important manifestation of the improved emotional state of being. And if you can accomplish the emotion, you've created the grid. And if you've created the grid and maintain the emotion, the details will fill in. And you will feel like the most blessed, loved, cared for, worthy being who has ever lived in any environment. Because everything just fills in and says, here's more, lovely one, of what you're looking for. Here's more, here's more, here's more. You'll never get bored because there will always be more." And yesterday, a lovely lady said to Abraham, "How do you lay the grid?" And Abraham said, "It's easier than you know. The piece you forget, everybody does to some extent, but hardworking people forget most often. You forget to ask, do I want to do it? Does it feel fun? Is it something I want to do? Not something I should do or something that needs to be done, but something that makes my heart sing in the idea of the beginning steps. If the answer is, I don't know, or because I should, then it's too soon to take action." The questioner said, "Can I turn this opportunity into what I want?" And Abraham replied, "The grid fills itself in. You don't have to turn it into something. If you have the feeling you have to turn it into something, your grid isn't where you want it to be quite yet. The grid is going general, knowing how I want to feel when it gets here. I want to be of value. I want to be of assistance. I want it to be meaningful. I want it to be big. I want it to be understood. I want it to be well received. I want to be comfortable when it unfolds. These are feelings. They are general. Use anything you can to stimulate those feelings and keep amplifying how you want to feel rather than trying to work on the project. Then the unfolding occurs and you recognize it when it comes. It's the difference between allowing it and banging it into place. The questioner said, it's hard for a hard-working person. Abraham said, that's the subtle difference we're all trying to define. If you believe you are the creator of the vibration that law of attraction responds to, then as a hard-working person, every effort that you offer should be about producing the emotion, the feeling, and trusting that the rest will fill in, because it will. Most people focus on an avenue they think will get them to how they want to feel, and they get sidetracked. But if they focus on the feeling, then a myriad of avenues will fill in. There are many opportunities. And so today we're going to take our meditation time and create emotion, trusting that this manifestation of emotion then creates the grid of the lives we want to live. And so I always want to feel loved and loving. So I can start there, but I wonder if anybody here has any other emotion you'd like to focus on that we could play with. Feelings of freedom or joy or celebration or fun, excitement, exhilaration.
Expansion.
I love the feeling of expansion. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's start with the feeling of expansion then. So just breathe and think of a balloon. Think of a balloon in your heart space. And as you breathe air into your lungs, imagine a balloon blowing up. Look at the color of the balloon, see what color your balloon is, and breathe into that balloon as you inhale and trust that it's closed when you exhale. So as you breathe into that balloon, you continue to feel the expansion of that balloon. You can even see it. With every breath, that balloon is expanding. It's getting bigger and bigger. And it is a bubble of joy rather than rubber or whatever material they make balloons out of these days. And joy is endlessly expansive. So as you breathe into that balloon of joy, it can continue to expand and expand and expand. Feeling that expansion now, see where the edges of the balloon are compared to where they were when you first imagined it. And allow yourself to feel the feeling of expansion. That's expansion on the physical plane. An expansion that we could measure with our ruler or our yardstick, our tape measure. Knowing that physical expansion is one way to experience expansion. And now let's look at mental expansion. And think about Abraham's teaching of the combustion point of thought. 17 seconds of thought, pure thought on a subject, calls to that another thought on the same subject, the combustion point of thought, where law of attraction draws in another thought and another thought and another thought. So imagine for a moment the thoughts accumulating as you think purely on a subject. You might think about a time in your life when you had a project that you thought about and thought about and thought about, and the more you thought about it, the more you attracted other people talking about it, the more you attracted articles about it or a mention of it in passing or a TV show about it or a movie about it. All of those things attracting and attracting and attracting. And see this expansion of taking place. Aha after aha. Leapfrogging conversation after leapfrogging conversation. The tiny little idea that you started with expanding and expanding, and through time and through focus, physically manifesting in the physical world. I'm seeing the Golden Gate Bridge right now for some reason, which is an expanse of bridge that crosses a long gap and is the result of many, 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 many thoughts that accumulated in an idea that then attracted political support and then money support and then construction support and engineering support and design support and the laying of the foundations and the building of the bridge that carries lots and lots of people over an expanse of water. That is expansion of ideas. Expansion of ideas into the physical plane. And now we're thinking of expansion of emotion. Allowing the feeling of expansion to expand within us. For me, expansion feels like freedom. It feels like unlimitedness. Expansion feels like the leading edge of thought. What does expansion feel like to you? Feel it in your body. Feel it in your heart. See what ideas or images come up for you, given the subject of expansion. Expansion is the purpose of the universe. We are here to create new preferences and desires that keep the leading edge moving forward. Our lives are about expansion. Relaxing deeply into the concept, the feeling, the idea of expansion. And just taking note where it was easiest for you to feel expansion. Physical examples or mental examples or emotional examples. Our manifesting emotion will be unique to each of us. And there may be one path that's easier for us than others. It's all good. Our point of view, our perspective, is unique and valuable in all the universe. Our way of being is filled with light. Filled with inspiration. Our inner being is ever giving us expanding ideas, helping us rendezvous with the conversations, the experiences that will expand our vision of who we really are, of what we want. Yesterday, Abraham even said our inner being lines us up with contrasts that will create the new idea. that will result in the rocket of desire. Allowing ourselves to feel expanded now. How does expanded feel? To me, it feels like spaciousness. In my mind, it feels like silence, quiet, open space. Feels like a willingness. In my heart, expansion feels like warmth. Feels a centeredness of loving. Feels a willingness to give and receive. In my heart, it feels like fullness and generosity, giving from the overflow. How does expansion feel to you in your mind and in your heart? Are there words that haven't occurred to me that occur to you that help you describe the feeling for yourself?
Clarity in my heart center and in my third eye.
Yes.
Openness in my heart center.
Mm-hmm. The words aren't so important, except they help us communicate with each other and share our individual perspective of the feeling. I always expand in my capacity to understand when I hear the words and the experience of others. And so we feel the expansion. We feel the grace. We feel the fullness of our inner beings expanding within us, of the fullness of who we are showing up on the planet. Expansion feels like fullness. It feels like remembering that we are non-local as well as local, non-physical as well as physical. Expansion reminds us that we are eternal as well as temporal, and infinite as well as finite. Simply allowing ourselves to focus on the manifestation of the feeling of expansion. Trusting that we're always getting it right. However it feels to us is perfect. Maybe quite different than how it feels to someone else. Seeing that as we fill our grid with the feeling of expansion, then law of attraction fills the grid with the details of what an expanding life looks like. Of what an expanding mind looks like, of what an expanding heart looks like, feels like, tastes like, smells like, is like. We are blessed to have focused on expansion today. Simply trusting now, relaxing deeply. Knowing that this process works with any emotion we choose, we can fill the grid and allow the universe to supply the opportunities and experiences that provide the specifics as we provide the general intention to feel the feeling first. And allow the avenues to open from the feeling of the feeling. We are blessed, and we know it. Life is good. Appreciation is easy, and all is well. And so it is.
So it is.